Gilded Hopes by Violet Weiss, read by Jonas André Oberpaleiter. Tiny bits of miracle coated in silver and gold, sold at a price far too high for their weight. He stood transfixed in front of the ornate counter of the apothecary. He had to get hold of these, as many as possible, as fast as possible. A whole 24 of the golden ones and another 24 of the silver-coated ones. That was their last hope, the best possible therapy the physician could prescribe, and the apothecary would provide as long as they could afford it. I first set eyes on you in autumn afternoon outside Herrengarten, merely a year ago. I wonder, had I been aware of what was in store, would I have let myself fall for you? Would we have started a new life in the city? Would I have allowed myself to dream and make plans for a bustling family home, a sprawling garden? Such were his thoughts as he hurried down Silbergasse to the apothecary. I would, 100 times I would. He pressed on the leaden sky, and the constant drizzle. How fitting, he thought, transforming into a bittersweet smile. 6 months into the new life was when he first touched a lump on her neck. She soon stopped eating. She became weak. It was a matter of weeks until she stopped getting dressed in the morning and would spend the days in bed. No strength to climb the stairs down to the parlor and their much-loved garden. Physicians were in and out, ointments were applied, compresses were prepared to relieve inflammation, but nothing seemed to work. The gilded pills had to be ordered. There was no question about it, no choice. Supplies came in regularly for a month. Whatever funds were available from his work as a notary and his father's apple orchards were quickly depleted. In his desperation, he started selling furniture. She couldn't have seen what had gone missing anyway. The oak dining table with 6 carved chairs went first. Their favorite damask upholstered Berger by the fireplace followed. Then the bone china tea set, the silver cutlery, the candlesticks, the cherry wood secretaire. Anything of value would go in exchange for tiny gold and silver spheres of hope. She had to continue the therapy, though the effect of the miraculous pills was anything but evident. Today he had to take a hard decision. Desperate, he turned to the apothecary, once again to negotiate, to beg. He had heard his wife would trade valuables in exchange for medicine. Mother's grand piano had to go. The arrangement done, a sufficient amount of the prized gilded pills would be secured for another month. Yes, I agree, he said in a heartbeat. You can send for it tomorrow. He didn't spare a second thought. More pills would be prepared and promptly delivered. That very night she couldn't sleep well. She could feel a presence in the room. Something welcome, serene, a good spirit to keep watch, to sit by her bedside. When she opened her eyes in the morning, she saw her husband smiling, his face bright with relief. No trace of the usual deep furrows of concern in his brow. She took her pills, 1 golden and 2 silver-coated, sipped at her tea and smiled. It seemed as if a miracle was unfolding. She was not back to her usual self, but somehow a hint of color tinted her cheeks, a glimmer of hope. That went on for a couple of days. Her condition appears to have stabilized, the physician announced confidently. But on the 3rd night after the grand piano had been gone, she woke up in a blind panic in the early morning hours to the sound of music. It was her favorite solo piano piece, so familiar, but so eerie, from so far away. How odd, she thought. Her husband would never play in the middle of the night. Of course, she had no idea that the grand piano was no longer there. She waited for the gray morning light to give shape to everything in her room. Her husband was asleep in his bedroom, right next to hers. But she couldn't hear him stir. Too early. She had to wait. It was at 7:30 in the morning when he entered her room and laid a tiny china dish with 1 golden and 2 silver-coated pills on her bedside table. Little did he know that no more pills would be needed. The physician summoned could only confirm her death. Perhaps the music had taken her away from him. Perhaps the pills did work, but she was not strong enough to keep the fight. Who could tell for certain? Nobody. No one could tell whether such pills had been indeed effective. The very precious coating would most probably have not allowed much of the medicine that was wrapped tightly in the core to be released. Still, such exclusive pills would continue to be sold for another 100 years. And in some places, near and far, people would still use the expression to golden the pill, to make anything bitter or hard to swallow more palatable, easier to digest, acceptable. Apothecaries would become richer and richer. Truly wealthy would buy the gilded pills in a heartbeat if prescribed. The well-to-do would do anything to obtain the precious morsels of hope if needed for their loved ones, for sons and daughters, for mothers and fathers, for kith and kin. Most of the rest wouldn't even dream of buying any kind of medicine at all.